Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's go. We are in motion. We do this thing. Taking off fast lane, no coasting. And everything is going to be all right. We do this thing on a Tuesday night. Yes, we do. And we talk about being left to fend for yourself, and that can be bad for your health. Have you ever been abandoned or been betrayed? Have you ever been left in the shade while they went out in the sun? You thought you always won, even though y'all was two or maybe even a crew. But when somebody leaves you behind and you realize they the worst that you can find, and you now you have to try to survive on your own, and you're feeling like quite alone. Quite alone. What's up, y'all? The Daily Go Get 'Em is the show. Tuesday night, pretty petty Tuesday all up in your area. And tonight on the Daily Go Get 'Em is the show, we are talking about being left to fend for yourself. Being left to fend for yourself. It ain't right. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Hold on. I got to get my colon rim. I said colon rim. This'll make the poop come through like a stream. It's gotta flow, gotta get it out of your hole so you can have good old health and wealth. Colon rim, oh, colon rim. Coloring, yeah. What's up, y'all? Being left to fend for yourself. Have you ever had a crew of homies? Have you ever had a good friend? Have you ever went out with somebody, it was you and them against everybody else, and then you were just left to just be by yourself? You know what I mean? Did somebody ever dip out the back door and leave you all by yourself? And it doesn't always have to be a violent situation. Let me get that straight. Let me get that out of the way first and foremost. I'm not always just talking about violence. But when somebody leaves you, when you think that you have the support of someone, when you think that somebody has your back, when you think that you are going to be okay because somebody said so, all to find out that you are doomed. Yeah, it could be as simple as let's say you and a friend went out to a party or to a club or something like that. Y'all went out to a function, and hey, maybe somebody said that they were going to be your designated driver. So you're like, all right, well, I can drink, I can smoke, I can get high, I can party, do my thing at the party. I'm single and I like to mingle. I'll be going through my chips like Pringles. Everything is going to be okay tonight, and I'm feeling right. And everything is going to be good, and I got this thing understood, and ain't nobody going to mess with me because I'm feeling at my best right now. Your man's or your girl, they hook up with somebody and get took home. And you like, yo, you ain't even tell me you was leaving. Or you told me you was leaving and it wasn't time to go. We just got here. I know we just got here. Oh, but you know what I mean, man? Listen, you know, I've been trying to get with Shorty for a good while. Like my man used to say in his rhyme, he said, yo, I've been urging this virgin and Yoshi just got on a pill. I've been urging this virgin and Yoshi just got on a pill. Urging this virgin and she just got on a pill. Urging this virgin and Yoshi just got on a pill. So he dipped. Now you as a man, you're going to be like, all right, well, you know what I mean? Look, I ain't going to get in the way. I mean, dude got to get his libido popping. So go ahead and do your thing. But guess what happens now? You got to find your way home. Your man dipped on you. You know what I'm saying? He took his designated driving sober ass home, and here you are drunk as a skunk. Now maybe he offered to drop you off. Like, look, oh, man, you know, like, listen, man, you know what I mean? I could drop you off at the crib. You're like, nah, man, you know what I mean? Shoot. I came out, you know, to burn some stress off or whatever. You know, later on, I'm trying, you know what I mean, stick on something too. But, man, go ahead, man, do your thing, blah, 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 blah. Now, you don't know what could happen to you. You at the spot by yourself. Maybe you know other people that are there, so you can get a ride. You know what I mean? You don't think nobody's going to bother you, but you just never know. Somebody can see you getting your drink on. And after you was already getting your shine on, you might have had your jewels out. You looking nice, got your gaiters on, so they know you ain't going to be trying to be all rough and tumble. You ain't going to mess up a $700, $800 pair of shoes. But your man left you to fend for yourself, or your girlfriend left you to fend for yourself. And it really ain't cool, even though in your mind you might make it cool, like, well, you know what I mean? Young love, why you want to grow old on me now? I said, young love, why you want to grow old on me now? Don't say goodbye, my love. Oh, no, no, baby. Just one more try, young love. Do you remember the young love? Do you remember the love we shared? Rest in peace of Tina Marie. But anyway, that's a more innocent form of being left to fend for yourself. Being left to fend for yourself. It can get dangerous. It can be dangerous. You know, you got to watch out for, this is what I've had to learn the hard way over the years. And at age 31, it taught me that lesson for good. Unfortunately, at age 31, I made the conscious decision that I would never, I wasn't 31 yet, I was 30. But I said I would never, ever, ever depend on my friends again to have my back physically. Never, ever. Never again. You know, because I was left to fend for myself, and I wind up having to fight for my life, and I never forgot it, and I never will. Now, luckily, me being who I am, it didn't change me in a negative way for good. It didn't make me not trust anybody anymore, but it took away my need to be able to rely on somebody. And my expectation. And I'm going to say this. Ugh. Man, the colon ring, this joint got a stinger in it. You have to watch. You have to watch yourself when you're hanging out with cowards. I don't really want to put it that way, but I'm going to put it that way. Beware of hanging around scaredy cats, because they might make you laugh. Y'all might be cool and whatever, whatever. But cats that are scared, cats that are afraid, cats that aren't confident, cats that aren't brave, cats that aren't assertive, they will leave you out there. They will. When things start to heat up, when it comes to the time when you really need to unify the most, that's when they'll be like, well, you know, I had to do what I had to do. Ask motherfuckers in jail who have had their friends snitch on them. Oh, yeah, I guess I'm fighting this case all by myself. You know, whether it's snitching or testifying or telling or defending themselves, the bottom line is What they didn't do for you was ride for you. What they didn't do was speak up for you. What they didn't do was defend you. They ran, they cut, they ran, they broke out. So being left to fend for yourself, you ain't got no backup. Ain't nobody speaking for you. You got to speak for you. Ain't nobody taking up for you. You got to take up for yourself. Take up for yourself and take up for your little brother, because ain't nobody going to take care of none of you like your others. And I tell you this, yo, you got to stand tall. And if you don't do that, then everybody will all see that y'all are brokes and the chain links and the chains are weak. And they're going to speak and be like, we ain't got to worry about them guys because they all about unification, but it's lies. But they're going to tell you that they are romantically linked, but they shit stink. And it stink bad, and I remember it made me mad when I thought that my boys was the greatest, but I was glad that I had to find out before it really got deep. And to myself, I will always keep. And once again, it's not always a bad thing. It's not always a bad thing. T. Carry, right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your side. And Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me Barbarita, always a good time. Always great to see ya. And my brother Ansel Jones of Baltimore. Brother girls can't leave him alone. What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling? T. Carry, right, says, this type of stuff happens at work with disgruntled employees. The person who is voted the spokesperson is often left looking like a lone rebel because people get scared. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The spook at work. That's when you got to be like, well, you know, I ain't getting fired behind this fool. What you just said was, I don't think I can beat him. You know, I don't think I can take him. If he try to run, I'm going to take him in one. You know how Muhammad Ali used to be like. If he mess with me, I'm going to take him in three. Man, will there ever be another Muhammad Ali? Will there? No. Not like that one. He was the original and not a duplicated copy. But yeah. Left to fend for yourself. If you've ever been left behind, if you've ever said, yeah, my man, yeah, my people, you know what I mean? What's up now? And you looking at your enemy, they're like, yeah, what's up now? And you wondering why your enemy seem to be posting so hard and looking so confident. Because you look behind you like, yeah, they feel like all of them can take you. Your man ran on you. They ran. They ain't even tell you to come. You know what I mean? That's the worst part. Somebody run on you, and they don't even tell you that they running. Like, come on, oh, come on, man. You know what I mean? Let's go, man. Let's get them up on the body. At least then you can make the decision. Well, I ain't really trying to run from nobody, but shit. I also ain't trying to go against an army with a handgun, or better, or even worse, with a butterfly knife. You know, you butterfly knife. You trying to scare somebody like, calm down, Mr. Ginsu. I don't think that you can cut us all. I don't think you're going to get us all. T. Carry Wright said, siblings also leave each other to fend for themselves. I knew I was going to have to watch myself with this topic. I should have known, Ansel Jones. All right, Cal says, you ain't got to go to jail for them to not ride for you. Yeah, But when you get to jail and you think you coming home, Carol, you swear you coming home. You going to get bailed out. You know, the state ain't going to have enough evidence against you. And you see your man, your lawyer come to you and he show you the statement. Your man done made a statement. He done signed a statement. I seen him. He did it. He was there. He had on this, that, and the third. His real name is such and such and such. He lived over blah, 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 next to blah, 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 blah. He drives a this, that, and the third. His mom name is blah, blah, blah. But sometimes he go down his cousin's house down south when he on the run or he want to get away. And they live in blah, 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 blah. I can't remember the address, but it's next to a Piggly Wiggly. Your man signed that statement. He put his John Hancock on that joint all the way. He. Don't forget to date it. Anything else I can help you with, officer? Senior district attorney? District attorney? I voted today. Yeah, I voted. I voted today. I voted, and I could see that a lot of people weren't voting in this primary, and that's a shame, because this we were voting for the city, for the mayor of our city. And I was thinking like, dang, I have a bad feeling that Jeff Brown is going to win the primary. That ain't a good look. I wanted the black chick to work to win. I'm like, look, if I'm going to have bad leadership in this city, I want it to be by a black person. Going back to white mayors just shows the power of gentrification that's going on nowadays. But anyway. TK Wright says, bitter exes. Male exes will leave you to fend for yourself out of spite. Renege on things that they promise to always help with, or they'll stop helping with the kids. Mm-hmm. That's not the way you spell renege, by the way. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. TK Wright says, they never show up to a gunfight with a... They say never show up to a gunfight with a knife. Unless you play a Call of Duty. You gonna win? Yeah. You gonna win way more battles with that knife than that gun. Shout out to anybody who plays Call of Duty. Yo, how did them knifers be? How is it I can't shoot somebody with a knife, but they can stab me, and I got a gun, a machine gun, a fully automatic. Them knifers be, the knifers, they don't even be cutting you. They just touch you. You be like, oh. I'm like, word. Don't make no goddamn sense. TK Wright says, I mean, when everyone talks about striking and then back out, not confirming the grievances at work. Whoa. Ansel says, I'm not taking a charge for nobody and won't ask someone to do that for me. I understand that. But either you got somebody's back or you don't. Either you agreed to go in with them or you don't. Now, if somebody tried to make you an accomplice when you wasn't an accomplice, that's one thing. But if y'all went in there both, if y'all agreed to go in and rob this store, and then one of y'all get caught, and then that the one that gets caught starts telling. Or y'all both went in to rob this place. Y'all went in and robbed the place. They got away. You got caught. Now, you ain't telling. You ain't snitching. But guess what? They ain't bailing, and they ain't helping. Like, the least you can do, at least you can wish me luck. At least you can wish me luck. Okay. Come holler at me, man. At least you can wish me luck. At least you can wish me luck. Cal says a 10-page statement. I did the mail-in ballot for my county 2 weeks ago. Oh, yeah. All right. That's cool. Oh, my God. You think Helen Jim is going to win? If Helen Jim win, man, I'm done. A chink? Mayor of Philly? I ain't vote for her. I voted for, you know, Karima. Well, that ain't a name. But, you know what I mean? I voted for Tawanda. But that ain't a name. But that's who I voted for. I'm betting on everybody black. TK Wright says, I know how it's spelled. I needed to get my point across quickly. At least you can wish me luck. At least you can wish me luck. Cal says, she might. She has a lot of pull in the Asian community, and that's money.
Cal, oh, my God, I hope you're wrong. I think I just got an instant headache. I feel well. If she win, No.
Please, no. I'll tell you what. I'm moving out to Montgomery County with you, Carol. I'm not putting up with this. A mayor of Philadelphia is either going to be black or white. That's it. That's it. Nothing. That's it. That's it. Ain't going to be no Latino. Ain't going to be no damn Asians. Ain't going to be no nothing. Nothing. All right. He said, I hope I am too. Oh, Lord. I'm not feeling well. Anyway, being left to fend for yourself. There's so many ways that you can be left to fend for yourself. Shoot, you could be in class. You might not have had time to study for a test. And your friend said that you could cheat off their paper. Just be careful. All right, so you like, all right, I ain't worried about the test tomorrow. I ain't worried about the test tomorrow because Kiki Kiki gonna let me cheat off of paper, so I'm good because I know she gonna pass. Kiki got sick and ain't come to school. She ain't coming. Yo, here you are, primed and ready to get a zero. You don't know nothing that's on this test. You was about to get an F. You about to E-F-U. Yo, Kiki, she said, yo, F-U. Yo, she said, yo, E-F-U. Your name is Eric. Yeah, you said E-F-U. I said, ain't coming to school. E-F-U. Yo, you got to better study. E-F-U. You ain't going to pass today. I said E-F-U. Yo, Eric, E-F-U. At least you can wish me luck. Yeah, man. Ain't no good. They're no good. Left you to fend for yourself. You know, so, and I brought up that example to explain that it's not always intentional that somebody leaves you to fend for yourself. But, hey. Hey. TK, right, says, she's about to paint the whole city in red and gold. You know what I heard? Kel said, I'm sorry, O. Yeah. Hey, Kel saw some yup talkie with dragons. Dragons and ish. Ha ha! Kel said, Mimi ain't show up. Mimi ain't show up because she wasn't prepared. Yo, Miss Johnson, I can't take this test today because my little brother broke his arm and I got to take him to the emergency room. Well, where your little brother at? Home. Well, where's your mom? Work. He broke his arm. Why your little brother ain't in school? He was homesick. How old is your little brother? 17. At least you can wish me luck. At least you can wish me luck. Man, left the fence for yourself. You would have to go it alone on some Cyrano Zabergiak shit. Like, all right, listen, man, when we get on the phone, listen, when I call Shorty on the phone, just tell me what to say to her. All right, oh, I got your back. All right. Hello, can I speak to Sharonda? Hey, Sharonda, what's going on? This Omar. How you doing? Good. What you was doing? What you was doing? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You watch Happy Days? Yeah, I watch Happy Days too. You watch Laverne and Shirley too? And the Jeffersons. At least you can wish me luck. Oh, man. My brother's 17, but he broke his arm. His shit fucked. His arm was fucked. He fucked his arm. It's fucked. Can I go take my brother to the emergency room? I can't take this test today. I'll take the test when I come back. I take the test tomorrow. At least you can wish me luck. My brother broke his arm. He got harmed. Trying to use my charm. At least you can wish me luck. At least you can wish me luck. Oh. Okay. Yo, this is a get rich town. Yeah. I just grew up in the poorest part. Yeah. Bright lights, something, I gotta make it. Left to fend for yourself, seriously. Make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Yeah, this is the Daily Ogetimism Show, Pretty Petty Tuesday, and we're talking about left to fend for yourself. I mean, even though I've been joking around for a good while, you know what I mean? We're talking about trust. We're talking about reliability. And we're talking about unity on a lot of levels. Because when you think that you and some other people or another person are unified, that y'all on the same page and that y'all are going to protect each other and hold each other down and be okay and be there for each other, have each other's back. And when you find out that that's not true or that's not the case or somebody has really just been acting like they were down when they really just been taking this easy ride with you. As soon as the ride gets a little bumpy, as soon as you experience a little turbulence, the motherfuckers is ready to throw a parachute on their back and eject. Dag, man, it's like that. I mean, word, man, it's like that. Made them motherfuckers jump off the plane and land right into the ocean with the damn parachute. Well, that's on you. You know what I mean? May you parachute into shark infested waters with a nosebleed. This is a get rich town. I just grew up in the poorest part. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it. Taki says, mechanics leave you to fend for yourself, not finishing jobs on time or at all. Or hold on, when you waiting for your mechanic, like, yo, listen, if you can make it down here today, I need my brakes put on or I need an oil change or whatever, you know, if you could do it, can you do it today? Yeah, I can do it today. You know, I'm just finishing up this ride and I should be to you by no later than 1 o'clock. 2 at the absolute latest. What time you got to be where you got to go? I got to be there at 5. Oh, no, we good. I'll be there. Like I said, about 1 o'clock, shoot, I might mess around and get there at 12:30. 12:30 comes. 1 o'clock comes. 1:30 comes. 2 o'clock comes. 2:30 comes. Now you're making a call. You're asking, y'all, you going to make it at all? Because I could have took my car down the street and had a crackhead do the thing and no competition. What did you talk about? Now you got me on a mission. I got to be at the place by 5. And I might just slide into heaven if I drive with these damn brakes. I'm metal, the metal, the rotor, the caliper, everything. Oh, yeah. No. Here it goes. Here it is, 3:30, 4 o'clock. It's already too late for you to try to get your brakes put on randomly now. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Now you calling him. He ain't answering his phone. He ain't answering his phone. 4:30, 4:45, he want to call you. Like, yo, I'm sorry. You know, I was still finishing up this card, and I ain't had my phone on me. This is a get rich town. I just grew up in the poet's part. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, they had you waiting all day. Sort of like when you bought a new refrigerator or washer and dryer set from the scratch and dent place. Oh, yeah, we're going to give you a window of delivery between 9 a.m. in the morning and 11 p.m. at night. Nigga, what? I'm just saying, we got a lot of deliveries today. Other than that, you can wait until tomorrow. Yo, I can't have a smaller window than that. It's either today or tomorrow. So you wait all day. 11 p.m. They never show. This is a get rich town. I just grew up in the poet's part. And so Joe says, we ain't that cool. Tough way to find out. Ooh. 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 Carol says, that burns me up. That ish burns me up. Answer the damn phone. I was under the car, you know, because what happened was I was just finishing up his car. It wasn't nothing. All I had to do was put a water pump on it. And turns out the car didn't have his engine mounts in right, and the engine fell on my face and broke my face. But I'm cool now. I'm cool now. And I finished the car. I had to charge him extra to put the engine back in and, you know, a couple of parts and shit. But I'm safe. Thanks for asking. And I'm just saying, you want me to come now? Nigga, I'm at work already. Where your car at? Because I can get it done when, you know, If you is your car still at the house? Because if it's there, you ain't even gotta be there. You know what I mean? Is your daughter home? If she got your key? Because I could just tell her to turn off the alarm. That's all I need. I got everything I want. Listen, your car be ready when you get home. Nigga, I ain't never coming home. I died and went to hell. You are reaching me from the depths of hell right now. You want me to put Satan on the phone? Hey, yo, Satan!
Yes.
Hey, yo, Satan!
Yes. Who would like to speak to me? Oh, that fuck mechanic of yours. Yeah, put him on the phone.
You wait all day for nothing. Ghost word. Man. Carol, this ever happened to you with Amazon? You supposed to get something delivered. It's supposed to be delivered that day. And then they be like, all right, your delivery is going to be between, let's say, 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. 6 p.m. passed. They'd be like, your package was delayed. Then they'd be like, delivery, estimated delivery time, tomorrow. Tomorrow. You ever remember something that you was for? Do You carry right, evidently has experienced this. Amazon. Oh, you talking about the devil.
Yes. That fuck mechanic of yours. Hello.
Hey, yo, who is this?
Satan, you may have heard of me. If you haven't, you will soon. If I were you, I would start preparing myself. 5-point star mean anything to you? And no, it's not to the Jews. I'm the one who makes you cheat. I'm the one who makes you lie. I'm the one who makes you act like you want to make it over there to fix a car. You know goddamn well you didn't have the time.
TK, right, says, I can't stand that ish. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, I get so upset, I call them on some Karen-ish. Yo, the motherfuckers would be like, yo, the boy 10 stops away. The boy 9 stops away. The boy 5 stops away. The bull 3 stops away. The bull got you next. Yo, the bull disappeared into the Bermuda Triangle. We can't find the bull. The bull gone. What happened to the bull? Yo, somebody get the bull on the line. Hey, yo, bull. What happened?
Hello?
Boy, that's you?
The boy can't take the phone right now. The boy can't come in the phone right now. Call him back.
Carol says, yeah. Yeah, they show you the map is still the whole. Alright, the nigga, right now, he at 5th and Burks. Alright, he going up, he had 11th in Montgomery. Okay, now he got to go to 33rd Diamond. Alright. He went over to Manny Young. He went to Manny Young. He had Ridge and like Walnut Lane somewhere, you know what I mean? Yeah. Okay. All right. He had Walnut Lane and Wayne Avenue. He had Wayne and Walnut Lane. Okay. All right. He had Baton and Shelton. Oh, shit. Okay. All right. He on his way. He in Nicetown now. He had Windrum and 18th. He had 18th and Windrum. Oh, shit. Cool.
After 8 days of winter, but he didn't see him anymore. Call him back.
Me and Cunningham, what's going on? I'm just saying how this shit be happening. Left to fend for yourself. left to fend for yourself. They said they was going. They said they got you. They said they would be there for you. They said they would help you. They said they would never leave you. They said that they would always be there. They said that y'all would always be crew. They said that y'all was friends forever, forever. Run DMC and y'all tougher than leather. DK, he writes, it's two stops away. Sorry, there's a delay. See your ass tomorrow. I just wanted to give you an update. Goodbye, my son. DK writes, Carol, no lie. One time the dude was around the corner from my house. Poof, go. I'm trying to tell you. It be, yo, man. Amazon drivers be disappearing into the abyss like naturopathic doctors, naturopathic practitioners. They just, they was here, they was healthy, they get over it. Get over it. You know, there was 0-2 freaks. We was all in the bed. One bust a fat nut, and the other one said, "Row, get over it." Carol says, he's at the field up the street from me, and poof, he's gone. I'm telling you, I've seen it happen. Mia says, I don't like that voice. Stacy, what's going on? Where y'all came from? Mia says, YouTube fronting. No notification whatsoever. YouTube would definitely leave you to fend for yourself. But not like Facebook. Facebook leave you like you all alone. Can't nobody defend you in Facebook jail. They'd be like, we don't like what you said and you was wrong. But look, we're going to let you appeal. Oh, you appeal? Appeal denied. Decision upheld. You ain't saying shit, posting shit, or talking to nobody about shit for the next 7 days. But who, I mean, my appeal. Who reviewed my appeal? You want to know who revealed your appeal? You want to know who reviewed your appeal? Do you? You want to know? Okay. Put them on the phone. I reviewed your appeal. 7 days, bitch. Nah, they be, ask Carol, they be fronting on them notifications sometimes. A lot of times from what I know. A lot of times. TK Wright says, Stacy been in the shadows lately. She told you the other day that she would be watching, but not saying much. Okay. All right. Mia says, I got to get Facebook again. I deleted my page 2 years ago. I can rewatch on YouTube. Yeah, because I don't broadcast on Facebook anyway. TK Wright says, Mia, want me to teach? You know what? You Whitey. I'm looking at that as Whitey. You want me to teach Whitey a lesson? Mia said, Satan need to go to bed.
Yes, come to bed with me. Some of you have been in bed with Satan for a long time.
Call you back. Yes, me and Satan never sleeps.
Listen, man. Anyway, left to fend for yourself. You thought that you and somebody else was good, that y'all was close, and that they was going to help you with something. Left to fend for yourself. You needed somebody to help you move your stuff or whatever. Left to fend for yourself. They bailed out. They unavailable. A lot of times when you need a ride somewhere, that's when you wind up saying to yourself, I got to get me a fucking car. The worst thing that can happen for a person who drives regularly is for their car to break down or for them not to have their ride for a while and to have to depend on people to drive them around, and they find out how unreliable some people are when it comes to, you know, saying that they're going to do things that they're not going to do. And please don't let you be the anal type, you know, the type that actually schedule things regularly and keeps appointments and doesn't like being late. And the person that you elected to help you out to transport you, they are the very ones that's like, we'll get there when we get there. It'll be there when we get there. And your anal ass is mad. If you knew that you couldn't do it, all you had to do was say so. You ain't have to leave me hanging so long. And I'm feeling kind of mad. I'm feeling kind of strong. I really want to go up in your mouth. But I'm going to chill right now because you a good friend. Well, at least you tried to help me out. But I can't deal with this bullshit. Got to get my car back. Got to start whipping again because I can't deal with this shit. I can't be dependent on my people. Can't be me dependent on my friend. And you are a friend. I ain't going to take that away from you. But you ain't the type that can be transferring me the way you do. Yo, I can't be late. You got me late for work, late for my appointments, late for this and that. Late make me stand in the line a long time. Late getting there, late signing up, late registering, late. I promise next time I'll be on time. You don't have to get all mad. Damn, I'm helping you out. I ain't have to do this shit. I could have been home sleeping in my bed. But I came out, I looked out, you act like I threw a right hook out, I'm trying to help you. I mean, I know that I'm a little late, it's only an hour. Fuck, you act like you're going to die today. You ain't bleeding that much anyway. So we went to the ER, the emergency room, you act like you're going to bleed out. You might assume, but I got there just in the nick of time. You was looking kind of blue, but I saved you. I administered me a little CPR and a little bit of first aid. I'm going to make sure that you don't be dying on my watch. And that shit ain't no real shade. I took care of you. Put Satan on the phone.
Yeah, I took care of you. I hope you feel better, bitch. I'll call you back.
Carol says, moving. Yes, it's happened many times. Man, you ain't never lied. Have you leave you out there looking all crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be early before I'll be late. Listen, man, I'm just saying, everybody does not value time. They don't value time. Leaving you to fend for yourself. Now you on the fence about whether you've been left to fend for yourself, because they did show up, but they done fucked up everything for you. Listen, I told you that we need to get to the 3-2 center by 7:00 because it opened at 9:00. I ain't trying to be waiting to get my stamps all day.
I need to get these stamps. I got shit I got to do. I got to get my stamps and then I got to go to work. Well, how you get stamps and you go to work? Because I work under the table. You know goddamn how... I got 7 appointments this morning at my crib. I got to be back by 9:30. You know how I live. Shit. I'm waiting in this line as long as, you know, it's the 1st or the 15th. This long-ass line at the 3-2 Center almost make me want to get off welfare. But I need the health care. I need that medical card, baby. Shout out to all my peoples out there that worked under the table. Worked under the table. And they only collected welfare so they could get that damn medical card. See, we didn't call it health care back in the day. It was a medical card. I need that medical card, yo. I need that medical card, yo. Fuck the stamps. Because back then, stamps was, nobody wasn't proud to, you know, handle food stamps. Fuck that check. Fuck the stamp. But I need that medical card. I got to get my teeth fixed. I got to get my bunions shaved off. You know what I mean? I got shit I got to do. And my kids need braces. Oh, little snaggle tooth. My little snaggle tooth boo-boo. Snaggle tooth boo-boo. Snaggle tooth boo-boo. People be teasing her about her spaced out teeth. See, a gap in your teeth is one thing, as long as it's up here. When you got the gap down on the bottom, I don't know about y'all. But whenever I see people who got gaps in their teeth on the bottom row, I know they came straight from Satan. Didn't they, Satan?
Hell yeah! That's my calling card. Call you back.
So yeah, man, left to fend for yourself. Now you don't trust nobody. Now you don't want to tell nobody nothing. Now you don't want to ever rely on nobody. Now you just, no, all I got is me. I came into this world all by myself and shit. You know, I don't have no good relationship with my peoples. My mom be fronting. My dad ain't around. My brothers and sisters, all they do is steal from me and talk shit. So fuck everybody. You know what? It's all me. I'm the one who got myself this far anyway. So that's just the way it's going to be. I can do bad all by my damn self. But you know what? I can also do good by my damn self. And every time I was doing good, I looked out for motherfuckers. I took care of motherfuckers. I was always there. You know what I mean? You needed rides. You needed money. You needed furniture. You needed food. You needed your hair done. You needed a haircut. You needed your teeth fixed. You needed a toothbrush. You needed a bar of soap. You needed a washcloth. You ain't had no mayonnaise left. You know what I'm saying? You know, you wanted to eat some crab legs. You wanted to eat some crabs. You needed some shrimp. You whatever, you know what I'm saying? I let you do it to my cousin, and you got my cousin pregnant, and then you denied the baby. This shit is. I've been there for you. Ooh. I can do bad by myself, but I can do good by myself, and I'm gonna do good by myself from that on, cause I ain't fucking with none of y'all niggas. Satan.
Yeah, fuck them all. I told you, I'm the only one that can have. Back.
And that's the way this shit be going. Shit's crazy. TK Wright says, I know of someone like that with at the what? Shout out to every hairdresser that I knew back in the days. Shout out to their kitchen. You know, shout out to their kitchen because that's where they did all the hair. You got 4 or 5 heads going on at one time in your kitchen. 3 in the dining room, 2 in the kitchen. 1 head in the sink, the other one at the kitchen table. With our hair set. The dining room is like the waiting room, sometimes the living room. You know what I mean? You can watch, I don't know, watch Young and the Restless or some shit like that on the big screen picture tube TV, Zenith, Sharp, Sony, RCA, you know, shit like that.
Mm-hmm. And so says dental plan, Lisa needs braces. Hell yeah. Carol says, work that medical card. Oh, what? What? Man, the medical card is what got us through the crack era. Y'all, no, people don't want to talk about this, but we're going to talk about it for a hot second. That medical card in the 80s is what got a lot of us through the crack era. Think about it. You think about it? I hope you are. People talk about it. It wasn't the government cheese that got you through. It was the damn medical card. You, listen, you might not have been shit at the car dealership, at the furniture store, and the clothing store. That wasn't your lane. At the jewelry store, hell no, that wasn't your lane. But in that hospital, in that doctor's office, that medical card was your American Express. Oh yeah, I'm sick, but guess what? They gonna fix it. Fuck is you doing with your HMO having ass? Uncle Sam take care of me. Who take care of you? Your boyfriend just quit you. Who take care of you? TK Wright says, I wanted the food stamp hookup, not a conversation about my job. Stacey says, Satan comes dressed up like an angel, not sounding like that. I don't know what you sound like. Sound like Set. Well, first of all, Satan is an angel, or was an angel, whatever. But Satan has a raspy voice. And they say that the Lord works through people. What would you think Satan do? Let a lot of y'all tell it. He works through people way more than God. It's 8:17. We out of here. Bye. Yo, man, what do these birthday shout-outs? Y'all be tripping. Y'all stay making me do what I don't want to do. I don't want to do all that. These birthday shout-outs. We had some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. May 16th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I'll call you back. They get number one out the box. Portia, namaste. Go get her, my girl. Portia, namaste, turning 43 years old today. And also Antoinette Taylor, happy birthday to you. And Charlotte Reed, turning 51 years old today. And LaJoya Green, turning 32 years old today. And Jennifer Slightwork, turning 33 years old today. And Hajianeri Lopez, turning 42 years old today. And Tamoy Johnson, turning 43 years old today. And Melendez, turning 45 years old today. And April Scherer, turning 47 years old today. And Wadia Shahida Thompson, turning 41 years old today. And Monica Casey, happy birthday to you. And She Baby Jones, turning 33 years old today. And last but not least, my girl Nichelle Sakel, turning 55 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious May 16th. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes to anybody and everybody.
All y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn the rock out. Rock on and do the damn rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings and do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. I remember. I'll call you back. Yo, listen. Left to fend for yourself. The worst part about being left to fend for yourself is the fact that you probably already knew that you were about to have to fend for yourself in the first place. So it kind of confirmed all of your fears, confirmed all of your doubts, confirmed all of your concerns, and confirm the fact that you are solo dolo. Now, just because you've been left to fend for yourself doesn't mean that you don't have friends. It doesn't mean that you're not likable. It doesn't mean that you're not popular. It doesn't mean that nobody likes you or loves you. It just means that sometimes you pick the wrong person to rely on, and that person is reliable to let you know that they can't be relied on. Each and every time they're going to sell you out, but at least now you know what to expect, and you don't like it. Sometimes we don't even like what we expect. We expect to be disappointed. And when that disappointment delivers, we mad, real mad, you know what I'm saying? But don't worry, because at least you got the skills to pay the bills. So many people have been laid up sick like, yo, man, you know what I mean? When I was down, nobody, you know, that's when you find out who your true people are. When you down, when you needy, when you broke, when you need and ain't got, when you are needing I'd rather need and not have than have and not need. No, I'd rather have and not need than need and not have. Well, sometimes you need and don't have anybody to provide for you. But guess what? It ain't your time to go until it's time to go. So, you know, the lessons that we learn come in forms that we do not expect and sometimes that we have a lot of contempt for. But we got to learn them lessons. And you've learned them hard lessons. Now, have they stuck? Have you been true to those words all the time? Probably. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get Amazing show. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I hope y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. So we're going to get back. Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. Yeah. Yeah.